If you're a politician or activist who thinks Illinois needs lower taxes or more favorable business laws, it's likely you'll talk about how people are fleeing. The formulation makes it a problem to be solved by changes in state law. But Sarah Crane with Moody's Analytics says there could be decisions at the federal level that make trouble for Illinois.
Any policies that severely curtail immigration will hurt the state's population growth even more than expected, in addition to labor force growth.
Last year, census figures show Illinois ranked 9th among states as a destination for the greatest number of international immigrants. Without those new residents from overseas, the state population would have dropped by an additional 31,000 people. I'm Brian Mackey.